And you're listening to Current State on WKAR. I'm Joe Lindstroth, in for Mark Bayshore. Michigan has long been proud of its diverse agricultural profile. Many growers are active in the buy local movement through farmers markets and food hubs. Now, Michigan State University and the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center are launching the Michigan Food to Institution Network. Current State's Kevin Lavery is here to tell us more.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Well, hello, Kevin.
Hi, nice to be here. Yes, the founders of what's now called the Food to Institution Network are trying to get more locally sourced food into the cafeterias of large entities like school districts and hospitals and universities. Their goal was to have 20% of the food products come from Michigan growers by the year 2020. I spoke with Colleen Matz about this. She is with MSU's Center for Regional Food Systems. She feels the Farm to Institution Network can be a real engine that will help drive the buy local movement.
So with institutions already interested in purchasing local food, the demand is there, and that can really drive our growers to maybe produce more local food to go into local markets. It can help those food hubs and food innovation districts have the business they need to really move food, aggregate food, process food, to get it to those institutions that already want it.
How much Michigan-grown food do these large entities like school districts and hospitals use? Is a lot of it contracted from out of state?
Well, with contracted food service, we're seeing that there's a lot more work that can be done. There is support for more local food coming in, especially from the food service staff on the ground in those institutions. But within their corporate structures, some of the vendors and their procurement contracts may limit how much those food service directors can purchase local. So what we're hoping to do through this network in the long term is to really bring a collective voice to those contracted food service operations and send that message up to their corporate powers that be to let them know that on the ground people want this, and together we can have a stronger voice than any one of them alone to really make for the change that we're hoping to see, to get more local food into those systems and really help our farmers and our agricultural economy.
Aside from the revenue aspects of this and the idea of keeping local dollars local, what are some of the nutritional arguments involved with buying local? Certainly, school districts across the country have put up a hue and cry over we need healthier alternatives in terms of food for our children.
Well, the USDA issued new nutrition standards for school meals recently, as most people know, and there was a little bit of a backlash to those standards when they came into play. But Farm to School can really help support those standards by providing the diversity of products, the colors of vegetables that they're looking for in school meals now, the oranges, the greens, all of those things are locally available. And of course, that's in season. So Farm to School can help support kids' increased access to those fresh, healthy, local foods, and that can be across the board for institutions anywhere. So we look at this as a way to increase eaters' access to local foods through institutions which supply so many meals to Michiganders.
Recently, you had a kickoff event to get this program up and going. Who came? Who expressed interest? Who were you trying to reach for this kickoff? And how will you cultivate those relationships going forward now?
So at the network, we had over 120 people register and attend. That ranges from food service directors from all types of institutions, hospitals, colleges, K-12 schools, even early care programs and long-term care programs. So we have great representation on the institutional side. We have farmers, we have food distributors, both large and small. We have food processors here. Some food hubs are here. Food systems advocates and others who are in support of increasing residents' access to local food are here. So it's a really great representation of what it takes to make farm to institution work at the local level and what it will take us to make big change at the state or even the regional level.
What are some of your next steps along the way toward creating all this?
Well, we have a few things that we have in the works. Right now, our website, cultivatemichigan.org, is really geared towards institutions. We're asking them to sign up, create a profile, get in on that dashboard, and start collecting data so that we can see across the state how much food our institutions are purchasing already, but how much local they begin to purchase and how that ramps up over time. We also want to develop more of a farmer engagement strategy, so we know that we need the farmers there with the supply at the same time as our demand might be increasing. So we're working on developing a plan for farmers to engage in our website in a similar way, and we're hoping to develop a partnership strategy and kind of formalize partnerships with some organizational partners that can support this work as well. And then we have some really basic how-tos that we need to develop to make it easier for our institutions to do this on their own. We're certainly here to support and share the stories and lift up the champions, but we want to make it as easy as possible for institutions to get started.
A year from now, Colleen, when you look back on the origins of this, how will you be able to gauge how successful this is? And do you have a target as to a percentage of our population you'd like to reach with better access to local food, particularly people who live below the poverty level?
Well, in the first year, I would like to see about 100 institutions sign up on our website. And I think that is doable, but I think it's also an ambitious goal. So I hope we can get there. In Michigan, there are so many institutions that serve lower income residents, especially with our schools and those kids that rely on free and reduced price meals. So it's not hard for us to reach the people that really need better access to local food once we get to those institutions. So institutions are a really powerful way to share the wealth, essentially, and increase access to local foods.
Colleen Matz is with Michigan State University's Center for Regional Food Systems and a co-coordinator of the new Michigan Farm to Institution Network. Colleen, thank you, and best of luck on this.
Thanks, we really appreciate it, and thanks for sharing the story.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.